Welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. Stay tuned for some announcements, some singing, and some preaching from God's Word. Good morning and welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. My name is Steve Willing and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. I'd like to thank all of you for joining us this morning. It is wonderful to have you today. Thank you so much for our regular listeners and those that may be joining us for the first time. I greatly appreciate that of the comments that I get through the week for the broadcast. Thank you so much. Appreciate all of our listeners. You are the reason. Well, one of the reasons that I am here today is because you are taking the time to tune in. And I just pray that the Lord will continue to use the broadcast as a blessing to each and every one of you. Christ Fellowship Bible Church is an independent church that serves the Crisfield Marion Station area, and we meet at 5910 Crisfield Highway here in Marion Station. Our Sunday mornings begin with worship service, and that starts at 10 o'clock. We'd love to have you come out. As soon as you come through the door, you'll be greeted warmly, shown where you need to be, where restrooms are, and the like. So come on out and join us today. Starts at 10 o'clock. If you are unable to come out, you are welcome to join us with our live stream on Facebook. If you go to our Facebook channel, Christ Fellowship Bible Church, you can find us there. And we start streaming right around 10:45. Our worship service starts at 10 in person. We start streaming around 10:45. Tonight we'll be back at 6 o'clock for evening worship service, kind of more of a modified version. And we've been going through the book of Jude and been a great study so far preaching that. We just take some time to sing together. Matter of fact, Sunday nights we kind of, it's pick your own, pick your favorite. And we sing that together, so those songs, and we look forward to that. So come out and join us tonight. That starts at 6 o'clock, and we start streaming right around 6:30. Keep in mind that Bible study has been canceled for the month of August. We'll be picking that back up in September after Labor Day. So just remember that. Our Bible study is on Tuesday evenings at 6:30, and we stream that as well. But we won't be back until after Labor Day. Well, with those announcements, we are having a picnic coming up. We're gearing it toward the kids. It's going to be a back-to-school picnic, and I'll have more information on that next week. Love to have you come out for that. Going to have a big water slide and all that kind of business going on. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. But I'll have some information on that next week and let you in on that. But with all that being said, I've got a song here by the Drum Pointers. Folks, Drum Pointers. I think this is going to be the premiere for those guys. This is going to be the point where they jump into a lot of fame and just take this Drum Pointer on the road. Dial Marshall, Steve Corbin, both from Tylerton. They'll be singing for us. And as they are singing, why don't you go ahead and grab your Bible, turn over to Joshua chapter 5 with me, and I'll be back just in a few moments.
He was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our sin. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, by his wounds, we are healed. He was pierced. where I sit. The punishment that brought us here was upon him.
By his wounds, by his wounds we are healed.
We are healed by your sacrifice. By your grace we are saved, we are saved. He was pierced for our transgression, he was crushed for our sin. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
And by his wounds, by his wounds we are healed. We are healed by your sacrifice and the life that you gave. We are healed, for you paid the price. By your grace we are saved, we are saved.
He was pierced for our transgression, he was crushed for our sin. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
And by his wounds we are healed. And by his wounds, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
And that was the Drum Pointers, Dallas Marshall, Steve Corbin, singing to us a wonderful song, By His Stripes We Are Healed. And friends, we have our sin debt taken care of. The Lord himself paid a great debt for you and I, that we would not have to die in our sin, but he would bring us new life through his Son, Jesus Christ. Christ died for us. He substituted himself. And I pray today that you would find, if you don't know that already, the hope that rests within Jesus Christ alone. We turn our attention this morning to the fifth chapter of the book of Joshua as we continue our study through the book. We find ourselves with the Israelites on the opposite side of the Jordan now. They have crossed over, as we talked about last week, with the memorial stone set up as that of a reminder to them of God's faithfulness and goodness. And now, since they've arrived on the other side of the Jordan, it says in verse 1 of chapter 5, "So it was when all the kings of the Amorites who were on the west side of the Jordan and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel until we had crossed over, that their hearts melted, and there was no spirit in them any longer because of the children of Israel. At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, make flint knives for yourselves and circumcise the sons of Israel again the second time. So Joshua made flint knives for himself and circumcised the sons of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. And this is the reason why Joshua circumcised them. All the people who came out of Egypt, who were males, all the men of war, had died in the wilderness on the way after they had come out of Egypt. For all the people who came out had been circumcised. But all the people born in the wilderness on the way as they came out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people who were men of war who came out of Egypt were consumed because they did not obey the voice of the Lord to whom the Lord swore that he would not show them the land which the Lord had shown to their fathers that he would give us a land flowing with milk and honey. Then Joshua circumcised their sons whom he raised up in their place, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not been circumcised on the way. So it was when they had finished circumcising all the people that they stayed in their places in the camp till they were healed. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore the name of this place is called Gilgah to this day." Now the children of Israel camped in Gilgah and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at twilight on the plains of Jericho. And they ate of the produce of the land on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread and parched grain, on the very same day. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land, and the children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate food of the land of Cana that year. They're getting ready to conquer, the children of Israel, that of the land of Cana. But God is preparing them in a way that you would normally not give much credit to or even credence to. You wouldn't think that they would be, if they were getting ready to go to war, that you would think they would be sharpening knives not to be circumcised, but they would be sharpening their swords. They would be preparing the implements of battle. They would be getting ready for that. But there's much more important things, friends, and that's a lesson that we can learn here today as well. And that's about our spiritual preparedness. God is preparing them spiritually to get ready to go in and take the land. And that's much more important, friends, than any weapons of war of which the children of Israel may be able to put together. You and I, in a similar fashion today, when we look at what was going on here with that of the children of Israel, that noted that it's a little history lesson about them, that the men of war from 40 years ago had rebelled really against God. They didn't believe that God was able to carry them into the land of Cana and defeat those individuals that were before them, such as the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and all the other ites that were in there. But what we see is that those individuals that the Lord did not allow them to go in, and they died off. And they died off as a people that had been circumcised. They had had the foreskin cut away. But those who were born during that time in the wilderness had not been circumcised. They were, again, as we look at this, they were not walking in that of the covenant that God had made with Israel. So we see here that when we talk about God, this idea of being that was a sign of the covenant for the children of Israel, that all the males had to be circumcised. And that was a sign to them, a sign of the covenant that God made with them. You follow me, you obey that of the law that Moses set before you. And in doing so, that I will bless you, I will take you where you need to go. There will not be any problems there. So one of the things that we said, that they had been here spiritually disobedient. They had not followed what God had said. So the Lord, knowing this, he had to bring Joshua up to the front and say, "Hey, we've got an entire generation that's never been circumcised, and these are the ones that are going to go out in my name. They're going to go out and fight this battle in my name. And they are not circumcised. They do not have the sign of the covenant upon them." So Joshua, in turn, that he, as he receives this from the Lord, that is, the Lord would speak there to Joshua in verse 2, and at that time the Lord said to Joshua, make flint knives for yourselves and circumcise the sons of Israel again the second time. It's not meaning these individuals had to be circumcised twice. It's just that this is the next time of a mass circumcision that would go on within Israel. The first time, those that were circumcised died in the wilderness, and this is the second time when that next generation come up had to be circumcised. So it says that Joshua made flint knives for himself and circumcised the sons of Israel at the hill, is what they, what we would see here, the hill of the foreskins, and that's what that would be called from that day forth. So Joshua, and then it gives us the little history about why Joshua circumcised them, because those who come out of Egypt had been circumcised, and then in the wilderness we see those born in the wilderness and not been circumcised. And then afterwards, they had to take time to heal up. That's what it tells us there in verse 8. So it was when they finished circumcising all the people, they stayed in their places in the camp till they were healed. And then the Lord said to Joshua, so when we talk about preparing spiritually, then the Lord said to Joshua, this day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore, the name of this place is called Gilgah to this day, meaning rolling, the place of rolling. I've rolled away that reproach from Egypt. So keep in mind what we're dealing with here, that he is preparing them spiritually. There was still this reproach upon them, and noted that that was something that God himself considered to be spiritually wrong. And with that, then the children camped in Gilgah, kept the Passover. So now we see another aspect of their spiritual preparedness, that as they get ready to go and face Jericho, that will be one of their first battles of which they will take on. So they kept the Passover. The Bible tells us the children camped in Gilgah, kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at twilight on the plains of the Jericho, and they ate the produce of the land on the day after Passover, unleavened bread, parched grain, on the very same day. And then it tells us here, as they would, after they would keep the Passover, and then they started eating of which the produce of the land, the food that was in the land around them, the Bible tells us, then manna ceased on that day after they had eaten the produce of the land. And the children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Cana that year. So noted that this was the beginning. They had prepared themselves spiritually before the Lord. And in doing so, God himself now releases them. To use that phrase, he releases them. He had been feeding them for 40 years with this manna from heaven. And now the promise was coming to fulfillment. And now they would eat of the good of the land of which God himself had said would come to pass. So I want us to think here for a moment when we talk about preparation. Because there is a lot that we see. I watch videos during the week and listen to different sermons, you know, parts of it. And there's much on spiritual warfare that's out there. Some of it is a lot of foolishness, but there is a spiritual battle that does take place in our lives. And it is a battle of which you and I want to be prepared for. We don't want to be fooling around with that of the battles of which we are going to be a part of. So just as God would prepare his people, and even though they may have been thinking, hey, we're ready to take it, and that's what they had said, we can go, we can do it, we're going to go. But he had to prepare them spiritually. They had to have the sign of the covenant. They were marked. And then they would keep the Passover. That would remind them of what God did for the generations past, of how he had watched over them and brought them out of Egypt with a mighty right arm, that he worked many miracles And they would commemorate that day. It was a reminder of God's faithfulness and God's power and God's strength. Here noted that we also, that we must be prepared. We must spiritually prepare ourselves for battle. And when we speak along those lines, friends, we want to make sure when we speak about fighting the battles of the Lord, those spiritual battles, that we want to make sure that we ourselves are set. And how are some of the ways of which we do that? How are some of the ways of which you and I, when we face these spiritual battles in our life, how do we prepare? Well, there's a few things. This is not certainly an exhaustive list, but there's a few things that I think are most important that when we think about preparing ourselves is that of being in the Word of God. That's the first thing that would come to mind for me. Being in the Word. Because friends, how are you going to be able to discern what truly is of God and not of God without that of His Word? How would that be possible? How would you be able to make those decisions without that of God's Word, to know for sure? Now, don't take anything away from the Holy Spirit bearing witness with our conscience. I don't take away anything about God Himself as we walk in the Spirit. I don't take away anything from that. But one thing that, friends, we must do to be prepared is to be in the Word, to know what God's Word has to say. So when we talk about that spiritual preparedness, one of the main tools for us in that of the fight is going to be His Holy Word. Because God's Word is like a sword. And that's what we would note when we turn to Ephesians and we speak about the whole armor of God. And it tells us that, you know, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So those are things that are realities for us, and we want to be prepared. And the one thing that we see is that we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We want to be well versed in His Word. Because God's Word is living and powerful. It is able to divide soul and spirit, bone and marrow. It is able, as I like to say, cut to the deepest parts of who we are. It gets right down to it. So, are you prepared spiritually? Are you taking time to read the Word of God? Study God's Word that you can rightly divide that of the truth of God, not being swept away with every doctrine that enters into the church, but you know, but you're ready, you are prepared. Another way that it comes across is when we speak along the lines of prayer. Prayer is important for us that we seek God in His Word and we seek the Lord in prayer. The Bible again tells us there in Ephesians chapter 6, when we speak about the whole armor of God, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So, prayer, to seek God's will, to seek the will of God, how important that is for us as the people of God to want to know what the will of God is. What is your will for me? So we look into his word. We can find very black and white stands that the Lord himself makes. And then there are times when we come into the word of God that we may not be sure about certain directions that we need to take. We can't go to a chapter and verse, but we come turn to the Lord in prayer. And we ask God to direct us, to guide us, to show us, to open doors, to close doors. Guide me in the way of which I should go. Lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Just as David said, "For yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." You're the one that guides me through these times. So prayer is of the utmost importance as we seek to understand God's word and we seek to gain insight from him as he does exactly those things in that unseen realm on our behalf. And lastly, which should probably just be evident, it should probably just stand before us as something would, why in the world would I have to bring it up? But friends, I've noticed that there are many religious people in this world, and you probably have too. But see, religion, using that in a negative sense, is not to the saving of the soul. You can be very religious, but you can actually be powerless. The Bible says that there is coming a time when they will have a form of godliness, but lack the power thereof. And I believe we're in that time today. A lot of religious people, a lot of people calling themselves Christians, but they've never come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. They live lives that actually seem like that there is no evidence of salvation within them. So when we talk about fighting spiritual battles, and certainly for us as Christians, we want to be in his word, we want to be a praying people. But something that should not have to mention, but must, that friends, you can't fight a spiritual battle without being born again. You must be saved. You will never win a spiritual battle apart from salvation. You must be born again. You must come to faith in Jesus Christ and put your hope and trust in him. One of the first things out of Jesus' mouth as he started his public ministry was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that is the call of the gospel, for people to turn away from their sin, recognize that they are a sinner in need of a savior, and that they would turn away from their sin, and they would trust that Jesus Christ died on their behalf, that he gave his life, that they could have life, and have it more abundantly. Friends, that is actually where you win the spiritual war for your soul, is when you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. My name is Steve Willing, and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. If you'd like to contact us with any questions, comments, or prayer requests, please feel free to call 443-235-3618. You can go to our website, which is cfbc413.org, and you can find all kinds of stuff there. You can message us from there. You can watch podcasts. You can watch our Facebook. You can watch our YouTube channel. You can check us out in multiple ways at cfbc413.org. But once again, thanks for tuning in this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you and give you peace. God bless.